We are on Daf Kuf Lamed Vov Omed Beis. Let us just start around two lines before the lines start getting wide towards the bottom of the Omed. Alahaino Taime de Rab Shimon, that what Rab Shimon holds, that a treife, that a treife, there's no chiyav, and a treife, there's no chiyav of reishis ageis, the yalev, tzoyin tzoyin mimaisa. He learns out, say, reshove, tzoyin tzoyin mimaisa, ma maisa treife loy, just like by maisa behemem, there's no chiyav maisa behemem and a treife, af reishis ageis, treife loy. So reishis ageis is also no chiyav reishis ageis, and a treife. V'hosa minolom, and how do we know that by maisa behime there's no chiyav maisa behime and a treife? Tersiv koila sheyaver tachas hashoved, prat letreife sheine iveres. So we learn from here that if nechtecho raglo, lamaila min arkuva, that is a treife, it was nismayit from Maisa Behemah, and we learn our Tzoyin Tzoyin, the same type of Tzoyin that was Nismayit from Maisa Behemah is Nismayit from Mitzvahs Reishis Hageis. So the Gemara asks, V'leilef Tzoyin Tzoyin mi Becher? It says Tzoyin by Becher also. Ma Becher afilu treife? The mitzvah's becher is afilu by a treife. Af reishis hageis afilu treife. So reishis hageis also a treife should be chayiv. So we have two limudim where to learn. We could learn from becher that treife is chayiv. We can learn from meiser beheime that treife is potter, so mestame lechumre makshina. So we should learn out from becher that treife is chayiv. So the Gemara says mistavro mi meiser havele lemeilev. Mestame, if I have a suffix, which tzoyin I should learn out havele lemeilev? You should learn out from Maisa. Shekain zechorim tmeim bimrubim meirechem odom poshut lifnei hadibo. That means the Gemara is going to give six reasons that Reishis Hageis is similar to Maisa Behemah and not to Becher. So let us see, the Cheshbonos. Let's see what Rashi says. Ahochi Garsine, no. Becher Kodesh Afilu Treife. By Becher, a Treife is Ohes Kedushas Becher. Uboi kvure, and what do you do with a becher treife? You bury it or kedish teirechem. Meiser bereishis hageis, loy beinon zechorem. These two mitzvahs are not meyuchid in zechorem. Meiser beim is zechorem in a keivis, reishis hageis is zechorem in a keivis, number one. Bein noyegim betmeim, the only noyeg by tahoirim. Avo becher einoi elo zocho v'noyeg bechamor. So we have two characteristics that Reishis Hageis is similar to Maisa Behemah, not to becher. So that's zchorim tmeim. You don't need zchorim, and it's not noyeg by tmeim. Now, what is the third thing? Bimerubim. Let's go to Rashi. Maisa v'reishis hageis einei elo b'merubim. The mitzvah is only nischayev if you have a number of tzayin. Maisa, basara, you need 10 animals to make maisa b'ayim. Reishas, ageis, b'chomesh. And mashenke by b'chayr, the b'chayr is, there's an animal that is a b'chayr. It's chayim b'chayr. So that's three similarities. B'merubim. Meirechem. Another similarity that Maisa, the Kedushas Maisa, and the Chiyav of Reishas Ageis is not Toli Berechem. And the Chiyav Bechayr is Toli Berechem. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Ve'einam Kedushim Mirechem. So that's a fourth similarity. Let's go further in the Gemara. Adam. So Rashi says, Ve'inoigim ba'adam, Reishis Ageis, and Maise Behima, and Nakoim, and not noig ba'adam. Abba Bechor, noig biyochit. That's again, you don't need merubim. Ve'kodesh merechem, ve'noig ba'adam. So that's the fifth already. Poshut and Lifnei Adibo. So we have seven. Poshut, what does Rashi say? Maisa v'geis einam noigim elo b'pshutim. Maisa b'heime and Reishas Ageis is only noig by pshutim, that means not bimukdoshim. We had Reishas Ageis is not noig bimukdoshim, and that was the beginning of the Perek, and Maisa Behime, Rashi brings down and Daf Kuf Lamed, it says, Yiye Kodosh V'loyshe Kvar Kodosh. So that means a Bechor is not Nichnas Ledir, because it's Kodosh already. Maisa Behemet says, Yiya Kodesh, is going to become Kodesh. So Memele, so these two are only Noig B'Pshutim and not B'Pshutim. And the seventh, Ve'enom Lifnei Hadibur. These are mitzvahs, Reishas Ageis, Maisa Behemet, were not given before Matan Torah. Avo B'Pshutim, Kitchu B'Mitzrayim. So we have seven similarities that Reishas Ageis has to Maisa Behima. So Memele, if you want to, you don't know to learn out Reishas Ageis from Maisa Behima from Bechor, you should learn out from Maisa Behima. So the Gemara says in Shuldik, if you're making Cheshbonis, Adarav mi Bechor Havalei Lemelav. So you should learn out from Bechor. Shekein Yosain Shalokroi Bishutvis Nosnoi Bifnei Koyin Bekdusha u'mechire v'hanach nefishim. We have, we'll see the taich soon, we have eight similarities that Reishas Ageis has to Bechor. So if you want to know, to if you learn out Reishas Ageis from Bechor and to be mechayev atreifa b'Reishas Ageis, or to learn out Reishas Ageis from Maisa Behem and to pater a treifa from Reishas Ageis, no, so, Maisa Behema, there's seven similarities. By Bechor, there's eight similarities. So, Mamela, we should zicher, compare Reishas Ageis to Bechor. So the Gemara answers, Poshut mi Poshut Odoflei. So Gemara says, Fakert, this is the greatest comparison that, Reishas Ageis and Maisa Behema are betavke not noyig by Bechor, only by Pshutim. These are mitzvahs which are noyig by Pshutim. So fakat, we have to learn mitzvahs of Pshutim. That is, we have to compare, not a mitzvah of a Bechor. Poshut mi poshut odiflei. Now we have to see Rashi to figure out the eight similarities that Reishas Ageis has to Bechor. Let us see Rashi. Hochi garsinon. So, we have to, Rashi just told us, Rashi made a girse, and the girse was bifnei. And we'll see, Tosfos says the girse was lifnei. So, Rashi just made a girse. We have to appreciate this is Rashi's a girse, but we have in our Gemara. Adarabe. Mibacher havelei lemelech, shekein yosem shalokhoi bishutvis, nosnoi bifnei, koyin bikdushe ubemechire mahanach nefishe. So now we're going to say eight similarities between reishis hageis and bacher. Bacher v'reishis hageis nehagim biyosem. Both of them are noyig biyosim. Now what does a yosim mean? Af al pi shemeisa imoy, the Rishash makes a girse, bishas leidosim. That means if bishas, the Vlad was born, the mother died. Bishas leidosim. It says by Kabonis, it should be tachas imoy. So that means when it was born, it had a mother. That's a tnai in kabonis. So the din is reishis ageis, a filu it did not have a mother, who was born a yosim. There's a din of reishis ageis, and there's a din of kedushas bacher. Now let us see Rashi. Af al pish em meisa imoy bishas leidosay, kegoyim. Ze pirish lemise, vze pirish lechayim. Fine. Avol meisa loy. Meisa behema, there's no din meisa behema by a yosay. De gomar tachas mikotchim. Perceive. It says by kochim that you makrif for kabonis, it says tachas imoy, and it says by maisa baima tachas ashovet. See, we learn how to gzeir ashovet tachas, so there's no maisa baima by a yosem. Tachas. Pratli yosem. Avo b'chayr kodosh v'afilu yosem. Bacher has kedusha, kedushas bacher. That's a din in hakrove that you're not makrev a korban. That is a yosem. It has to be tachas imay. But bacher, it has kedushas bacher. Afilu yosem. You're not makrev it. So what do you do with it? V'yirat sheyistoy v'yochel b'mumay lekoy. That's the first similarity, that bacher and reishis hageis are noyik by a yosem. Shalokhoi. What's the second thing? Bechoir v'geiz noyhagim b'lokuach u'beshutfes. That Shutfes Yisrael by geiz lokuach. This if you buy behemoth, so this also a chiyuv of reishis hageiz. Avolakuach potom min ha-maiser, that means the whole din maiser behemoth means the animals that were born by me, I have to be machnisom ledir and be mafresh maiser behemoth. If I bought 10 animals, there's no chiv on the lekeya to be mafresh maiser behemoth. V'chein ha-shutves, t'chsiv yir l'cho v'lo yishar shutves. V'chein shenosnu loy b'matone, v'meseches b'chayres b'perik basre, it seems it has to be born by him. It was given by Matone. Now, let us just mention a ha'oreh from the Rit al-Ghazi. The ha'oreh is Moiradik, the Teretz we have to understand, but let us appreciate the ha'oreh. He says, the Gemara tells us that Reishis Hageis and Bechor have a similarity, that they're both noyig by Lakuah. So now, Reishis Hageis is very good. That means Reuven had 10 behemoths, Hagoy had 10 behemoths, five rechelim, and then I buy off him the rechelim. So, there's a mitzvah of reishis hageis. Bechoir is noyig by lakuach. Now, what does that mean? This is a tremendous problem. That means what happened? I bought the behemoth. So the behemoth, the mother's bought. But where do you have lakuach and the bechoir? The bechoir was born, so it's born already. So I bought a bechoir. So that does not mean the bechoir is noyig by lakuach. That means it got a kedushas bechoir b'shas leide. A hechet timtze that you should have lakuach by a bechoir is very problematic. And the Rital Gazi deals with this problem. Another achronim also dealt with this problem. Let us just try, just al kaponim, just to mention the problem. He said, we're saying a bechoir has a chomer that lakuach is chayv. You have to find the hechetimtza of lakuach by the bechoir. I mean, it gets the kedushas chayv b'shas peterechem. Okay, let us, well, kaponim, that's what the Gemara says, that bechoir is a chomer over ma'aseh behemoth, that it's a lakuach is chayiv. Now, let's go a little further. So now we have yosim, and a yosim is chayiv, shalokroi, b'shutfis, nosnei, this we learned already, b'matone, all these things is a chayiv of reishis, ageis, and bechoir. Bifnei. Now what does bifnei mean? Bifnei bechoir v'geis noyegim av shaloi bifnei abayis. It means that afilu shaloi b'deikah is called shaloi bifnei. That afilu when the bayis isn't kayim. So there's also a din of bechoir and reishis ageis. It's not totally in the Beis Hamikdash. A reishis ageis is poshet. I mean, it has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. Bechoir is also poshet. I mean, if a peter rechem had a vlad, so it's a bechoir. The Beis Hamikdash is irrelevant. What do you do with it? You have a problem. That's true, you have a problem, but it's facts of life that have to be faced. If a bechoir is born, a peter echem, b'zman hazeh, so it's yirat sheyistayev. Halachically, what one should do to avoid the problem is, it's very problematic, you might be over and leisavet b'bechoir sherech, halachically, one sells a chelik of the aim, or the uber to agoy, see if shutvis akum patas. But it's no yig shalev if nearby, it's not to do with the Beis Hamikdash. Abul maisa loy. Maisa is not noyeg shaloi b'fnei abayis. Kedem meforish b'gmore de b'chayis perik basre, zeire mishum lakuach u mishum yosei. Now, there's two problems in this Rashi. The one problem I saw, the Leivarye, is moirer, that the gmore doesn't remain with this zeire mishum lakuach u mishum yosei. Mishum Yosei, so let's not get into what that even means, but Gzeire Mishum Takola. So the Gemara means as follows. The Gemara means that you're going to make Maisa Behema Shloi Bifnei Abayis. You can be a Flumak, you're going to take the Behemas, Machnes Ladir, Siri Yekoidish Lashem. Now what do you can do with it now? Now you have Maisa Behema and your problems. So Chazal said, don't make problems. Don't be a chumak. So don't make ma'ase behemah. So memele, so shaloi b'fnei abayis, we don't make ma'ase behemah. We don't make ma'ase behemah because it will create problems. A bechayr, there's nothing but you can do. It's a petarechem, so, if a petarechem was born, so it's noik shaloybif nearby. He has problems, but, these are facts of life. You have to live with them. But ma'isa behema, why should you make problems? So Chazal said, don't be a flumaka, don't make ma'isa behema, because you'll lose more than you'll gain. You'll make a siri yekodesh l'Hashem, and now what do you do with it? There's no akrova, there's no... Yeah, some emele, so therefore, reishis ageis is similar to b'chayr, that's noyek, shaloi b'fnei abayis, and not similar to Maisa, which is not noyek shaloi b'fnei abayis. No, there's a tremendous problem over here, shayma shamayim. We're talking about reasons to make a gzeira shove from Bechor or from Maisa, so we say, you know, Reishis Ageis is similar to Bechor, because it's not similar to Maisa, because Chazal said you shouldn't make Maisa Behema Shaloi Bifnei Abayis. I mean, we're talking about how you make the Gzeira Shove. So you're gonna tell me, well, Chazal made a Gzeira that you don't make Maisa Behema Shaloi Bifnei Abayis. What does this have to do with the Gzeira Shove? This is Taisus Akasha. Taisus asks the San Rashi. This is a difficult thing. I don't know, the Lev Aryeh says Pshat and Rashi, let's forget about the Gzeira. Chazal saw that there's a problem in making Maisa Behema Shaloi Bifnei Abayis, which is, I mean, a Poshet Tzach. So he wants to say that that's the similarity. That means by Reishis Hageis and Bechor, there's Shalei Bifnei Abayis, there's nothing you can do about it. It's not Shalei Bifnei Abayis also. If a Bechor was born, a Bechor is born. Here, there's Zichar HaTakolet, so in that sense, Reishis Hageis is similar to Bechor. Let's forget about the Chazal made a Gzeira. But there is a similarity that Reishis Hageis has to Bechor that, there's no problem Shaloi Bifnei Abayis and Lemaise by Maisa Behema, there's a problem Shaloi Bifnei Abayis, which should be avoided. I don't know, perhaps we could be Moisef, I don't know if this is a Sof or not, perhaps Rashi Shita Dachser Miz Loisosor goes on Gzeiris Chazal also. That means that if a person is Oivan Gzeiris Chazal, Zeiva Daraisidika Loisosor. So, if you have it, so that means that it's already oisgestelt, since the Shaloi Bifnei Abayis, it's oisgestelt al pi teure that it shouldn't be noyig Shaloi Bifnei Abayis. Maybe this is perhaps a greater similarity. Al kaponim, that's how Rashi learns pshat. That's Bifnei. Vaita koyin. So Rashi says, Bechor v'geis mimatnes kohunahem. V'loi maisa d'necho l'baylam kishlomim. So this is the matnes kohunahem. B'kdushe u'mechire. V'hanach nefishim. So let us see Rashi. B'kdushe bechor einai tzorich lahakdish. You don't have to be magdishit. D'kdushosai meirechem. So there's no need to be magdish. Begeiz nami ain't tzarech lahagdish. Then kedusha cholol. Avol ma'isa magdishay b'shevet. And now mechire lechire. We'll see lechire. Ma'isa reine nimker. It says lo yimocha v'lo yegoil and bechirin reishis hageiz. is nimkar. The kohen can sell it. So that's hanach nefishin. So now let us finish Rashi. Lishne achine. Now Rashi wants to explain another loshen, but the translation is bikdushe u'mechir. So the first pshat was bikdushe. You don't have to be magdushe. It's either kedusha bo meleo. There's no kedusha. Reishis and b'maisa behime. You magdushe da siri yekodesh l'Hashem. Lishna achina omrelei bikdushe. Know what the tithes kedusha is? Kedushin to marry anisha. Becher v'geis nifse koyin l'kadesh boy esa isha. Kedusanya bigmore da ba'arba oves. You can, if you want, a kohen can take a bechor and mimekadosh anisha with it. Bechor moichin oisai tam ubalmum. You can sell it. Chai v'shochut mekadshim boyesa isha. Avomaisa einai nichsei bailem lekadosh boyesa isha. It's not sellable. So Mamela, you can't be Mekadosh Anisha with it. So Mamela, that's how others learn Pshat, that Maisa Behema, you can't make Mekadosh Anisha and you can't sell it. Because Lo Yimochel. And Bechor and Reishis Ageis, you can Mekadosh Anisha and you can sell it. It's Momen Koyim. The lav milsahi, so Rashi says that it's not emes. That pshat is not emes. Tafilahochi by ma'isa behime momen bailimu. It's momen bailim. It means it belongs to the Yisrael. Umekachim boy. The snan we learned a mishne a mekadosh bechelkoi bein bekotchim kalim bein bekotchim kotchim ena mekadeshes. Vamrinen taime, de lache schiete lav di dehu. De mishulchan gavoya kazochu, avo mechayim di dehu. Now let us just explain for 2 minutes. There's a gois ben Arya in the back of the Gemara that has problems with his Rashi. Rashi says that there was a lishna achina that said that there's a similarity to Bechor and Reishis Ageis. The Kohen can be Mekadosh Anisha if he wants. But Ma'aseh Behemah, not allowed to be Mekadosh, he can't be Mekadosh Anisha. Avo Ma'aseh Einoi Nichsei Bailam Lekadosh Beis Isha. It's not his. So Rashi says, I have news for you, it is his. Because Rashi is a Gemara in Kedushin, that Kotshim Kalim is Momen Bailim, Kaidim Shchite. After Shchite, Mustama Bechor is also not Momen Bailim, it's Shulchan Gavoya Kazocha. Now, but Kaidim Shchite is Momen Bailim, Mustama Korin Trabiyay Seglili, that Kotshim Kalim is Momen Bailim. She could be Mekadosh Anisha. So, the Gois Ben Arya asks, there's enough in the Mishnah not like Rashi. The Mishnah says that Ma'aseh Behemah Mekadshim Bo Yaseh Isha, and Bechor you could be Mekadosh Anisha, so Rashi says. So he answers, Rashi knew this Mishnah for sure, that it says a Mekadshim Bo Yaseh Isha means you're not allowed to. It says Lo Yimoche, not allowed to sell it, but he Obed Mahani. So Memele, a Mekadshim Bo means it's mechira means it's also be mechira. Fine, so that's the chilek. But kedusha means ain't that she doesn't become mekodeshes. It's not. It's she's not mekodeshes. Nichse koin lekadosh boyaseisha. It's theirs to be mekadosh, and this he can't be mekadosh. Rashi is unshielding. Can't be mekadosh. That I wish to disagree. You're not allowed to be mekadosh, but that's already mechira. But it's called his, and it's Mekadshim Bo Yaseh Isha. That's why Rashi does not like this pshat. Mechirim, so Kedusha Rashi says a different pshat, it's Kodesh by itself. Mechirim, Bechor, Yochel, Koyim, Lamoichoy, you're permitted to sell it. So there's a din, you're not permitted to sell it. There's eight similarities. So the Gemara says, "Poshet mi poshet odif le." Now let us see Taisvis. Leilef tzayin tzayin mi bechayel. So the Gemara says, "Let's learn now tzayin tzayin mi bechayel." That means that just like a bechayel is noyig by treifas, a reishis a geis is also noyig by treif. Vim teima ken gzeir eshova lomelis. Why need a gzeir eshova? The bleig gzeir eshova memele yedin in the reishis a geis noyig by treif and the mechiteis alamayit. That means, it should be noyig. If you learn that, so you don't have to learn that a gzeir eshova from bechir. Vishloim et netzoyin lehav a gzeir eshova gilim milse. You need tzayin legufa, but I just learned out now that psagili milsa balme, that you don't need tzayin she'ine shel treifa. I feel that tzayin shel treifa is also noyig. Shekain Yosim. So the Gemara said that I learn out Reishis Ageis from Bechir, that both of them are Neig B'Yosim. Taimet. So Taisa says, the Gufa Nelev Shleyinig Yosim B'Reishis Ageis. Let's learn out from Maisa. That by Maisa, if we have a Gzeri Shove, Tzayin, so let's that kufa learn out from Maisa. So then Maisa will be inefficient. That's the end of the Taisvis. Now we have a Nudiba Masl, B'Bchayr. Have a Motzil Mei Menami, another Cheshbin to learn out from B'Bchayr, Shekein Tzayncha Mi Tzayncha, the B'Maisa Ksiva Ha Maisa Boke B'Tzayn. That means in the Lishte Dekra, the Lashon of Reishis Ageis and Bechir are similar. Tzaincha. Lifnei. So Taisa says, Bekuntris Magia Vigoras Bifnei. Uperish Bifnei Abayis. It's noyig. Resheloi Bifnei Abayis. It's Mashenkin Bamaisa Shebitlu. Umabatu Maisa Beima. Shaloi bifnei abayis v'koshe. Bifnei shebitlo mi darabonon yishlovato gzei reshove. Elo lifnei garsinen b'chol asforim. Uperish shemaiser mekudish lofonov ula'achov mashenken b'bochor v'reishis ageis. That there's a unique halacha by maisa behime. By maisa behime the din is korei lechi asiri. They also have a kedusha. So there's a uniqueness of Maiser Behemah that not only the tenth is Kodesh, the ninth that's called the tenth, or the eleventh that's called the tenth, it also has a kedusha. So Lifnei, so that's what goes Lifnei, that there's a uniqueness of Maiser Behemah, that Lifnei, Levi says, so why do you say Dafka Lifnei? Why didn't say Lachavo? So I mean, why did the Gemara pick out on one of the, it's in my glyphon of Alachov. Okay. Zok the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah, Reishis Hageis Eini Noig Elo Birchel. Reishis Hageis is only Noig by sheep. Minohani Mili. Omar Rav Chizde Asye Gize Gize. Sivhocha Reishis Geis Tzoyncho Titen Loi. Perceive Hosam, a posik in Eov, mi geis kibosa yis chamo. So we see it says geis, and it's by speaking about kibosim. Speaking about kibosim. Ma laholin kibosim, af kan kibosim. Fragt die Gemara, wenn Nelef Giza, Giza mit Becher. Desanje leisaveid Becher Sherecha, veloi sagais Becher Zeinecha. So der Issa avoide bei Becher, bei Sher, das der Issa Giza bei Zein. Einli ella Sher ba avoide, ve Zein be Giza. Minayin liteng ha'omo shal zebo zebes omo shal zebo zeb, that there's also a isa giza by shoyer. Yeah. Tamaloyma loisavoid viloisogais. Vav moisev alinyin rishin. So we say that the viloisogais Bevcher sheirecha v'loisagais. There's a iser giza an a sheir. So we see that the concept of giza is applicable by a sheir. So memele, so let's learn out that there should be a mitzvah areishis a geis also by a sheir. And for the Gemara, Omar kro titein loi v'loi lesakoi. The Pasuk says you should give reishis ageis to a kohen, not that the kohen should wear it, not from the hair of a shoyer, you can make a sack out of it, but you can't make a beged out of it. So memele, so that's a miut on the giza of shoyer, titein loy veloy lesaka. Fine. So now I know that it's not noyig by the giza of a shoyer. Fragt die Gemara ella ma'ato noitzo shel izim lechaye. Noitzo of izim should be chaye. That means it seems Rashi says that what comes out from goat's hair, that's a choshev beged. You can make a choshev beged out of goat's hair. So memele, so if your whole miut, and we'll see, izim are called tzoin, Taisa ben Zaposik, that the Izim are also called Tzoyin, so there should be a chiyuv of reishis ageis by Izim, and it's a b'chavadikim. If I'm not mistaken, I think mohair comes from goat's hair, I think. Al kaponim, maybe not. Al kaponim, the Rashi says he can make a choshev beged out of it. Noitzo shel Izim l'chayit. Ve'inon giza veleke. So the Gemara says, you have to, the procedure of taking off the hair should be through cutting it, gzize. By the hair of goats, it is plucked like a feather, just like you take off feathers from chicken, that's why it's called a feather, nice, it's plucked. So the hair of an ace is also plucked off. It is not nigzaz. So memele, and the pasuk says reishis geiz tzoincha, and the Torah was specific how it is removed from the tzoin through gzize. So mele the same thing. So the mitzvah is only by something which the removal is through gzize, not through plucking. So the Gemara says, man shamitle haisvore. Now, that's very good that you say we're medayik the loshen. If the Torah specified a certain oifen how this is done, so we say this is a tanai in the chiyuv, and only something that is done through this oifen, there's such a chiyuv. There's a machlokes tanoi. So the Gemara says, you know, this is Adas Yochid, this is Rabbi Yossi. Man shamet le haisvore Rabbi Yossi. Homoide Rabbi Yossi bemidi du'ulche. Rabbi Yossi that says if the Torah specified a procedure, we need this procedure, so that is dafke if it was done shaloi ke'ulche. But if it's done ke'ulchei, so memele, so Rabbi Yossi is also moide that you don't need dafke this procedure, and an ulchedike procedure will also be good. We'll see later how we know this. So memele,
we're back to the kasha. So how do you know that noitze shalizim, since the normal procedure is plucking the hair, so how do you know that there is a, there's no chiyuv by noitze shalizim? And for the Gemara, Eloke de Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, after the parsha of Reishis Ageis, it says it should be given to the Kohen that was Nifcha Lamed Lishores. Dava Horoi Lishores. So that means this is a Pirish, the Giza is something that is capable of being used for Big Day Shores. That means that the Big Day Kohune were made out of Tzema, of time, but they were not made out of Nights of Ezim. So we learn out Dabar Roy Lesheres. Let us Dabar see Rashi before we go further. Look Rashi. V'neilev Giza Mibcher, Dafilo Bisher Ikri Giza, V'neima Magiza Dahosam Afilo Desher, Achenami Afilo Desher, Laisogais. We learn how to say, Isa Giza Baisher, so the Reishis Agei should also be Baisher. So Mo says no. So the Mo says a different limud. Loi, it says, V'nosan Loi Lemalbish, that he should be able to use it as a beged, V'loi l'sakoi, not to use it as for a sack. V'giza ashoire en ruye elo l'sak. It's only roi for a sack, it's not wearable clothing. Now Rashi says, lochi kori le noit. So why is noitzo shalizin called noitzo? Shein derech l'goisazon. It's not sheared, elo l'tershon. It's plucked ki noitzo shal oif. So the Gemara says, so let us Bimachayev noitze shalizim, the roi la'odam lebgodim noim. This a person can wear the noitze of izim. So the Gemara says, bo'inon gize. You need that the procedure, the process that was taken off was through gize. Vahot lishu. This is plucked. This is not nigzaz. So the Gemara says, "Man shamet le'ak svor de dorish lishna de kro de chsiv geis." Rabbi Yosi, the Omer lekama leket kitzircha, v'le leket kitov. Rabbi Yosi holds that if leket falls through a process not through kotzir, no one was plucking the shibboleth, so there is no chiyuv leket. So the Gemara says, "Amin lekama moide Rabbi Yosi b'midi di urchei." So the Gemara says, he can't say because according to Rabbi Yosi, because midi de ulchei, Rabbi Yosi is also made that you're not medayik lishna de kro, given the ulchei dizim betlisha, ki giza domi. So the Gemara says, alegeiz de einu ela berchelem, ki de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, lakamon bepirken de chsiv geiz, and then it says further, v'samach leiki, boi boch Hashem, that the kahanim are nivchar lamay lishores, lamay lishores davar haroy lishayros, letcheles the big day srod should be used for big day srod, b'hosam tzema beinin bein tzema elo shel lechelim. Now there's a shtickle problem over here. Rashi in Chumash says that the big day schod were not the big day kohune. The big day schod were used to cover the kalim bishas the masois. So who says that they have to be of tzema? Or it says, what it says, l'roi l'shores, l'sheres. So the Mishnah Melech says, that goes my branchabek brings down the Mishnah Melech that Rashi in Chumash says big day schod are not big day kohune because Rashi says they are pashta de kro. Masha'in kain, the Targum says, the Targum is chaylik on Rashi, the Targum says big day shimushe, That means Bebgodim Lashores. So here Rashi wants to say like the Targum, because the Gemara says Lashores, so Rashi says Srod. But Rashi means Bebgodim that are used for Big Dekune. Bekitzer, so now we have a limud that Noitzo shall ism, there's no mitzvah of Reishis Hageis, because Noitzo shall ism, there's no mitzvah of Reishis Hageis, because you need a material that is roi for Big Day Kohune. Fine. Fragt der Gemorre Elogizo, Gizo, Lamai, also. So the Gemorre asks, so now, before we started off by saying that we learn out from a posik in Eve, that we learn out that it's Migeis Kvosa Yishamom. That its gaze is from Kvosim. And then we had a whole bunch of kashas. It should be from Sher also. It should be from Noitzo. So now the Gemara says we have a Luposik that's Tavke Tzemel from Lamed Lashores. So for the Gemara, so why do we need now this limit from Eov? And the Giza Giza Lamai Oses, the Mos says, Lechetone Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tone, the Ve Rabbi Shmuel, Kvosim, Shetzimron, Koshe, Pturim, Mereshis Hageis. If you have Tzemer Kvosim, but the Tzemer is not soft, it is hard, and the Begodim will not, if you have a Begad made out of hard Tzemer, it will not warm the person, so that Giza, that is potter from Reishis Hageis, and that we learn out from Eiv. Migeis kvosa yischamom. You need a gaze that's roi lachamom. Lachamom, migeis kvosa yischamom. Let us see what Rashi says. Shetzimron koshe, kagain shohoyu mishunim mishah kvosim, yishamom lemikrigeis elo bar chimum. Let us see Toisviz. Menani mili perish tereishis ageis eni noig elo bar chelem, lei beizim. Beizim nami ikri tzoin. Tersiv leichno ala tzoin, vekachlem nishom shnei gdoye izim. That's a Gemara about the posik, kivosa yishamom, that dafka from kivosim. Osi giza giza, so Taisa says, a pertinent shaila, afal gav de divrei teure me divrei kabole lo yalfinam, so how can you learn out the gaze from a posik and Eiv? So Taisa says, it's not a gzeira, shove gili milsa ba'alma, it's only a gil, the gaze, the kivosim, who, it's not a gzeira shove. The Einze Dovo Chodosh. That what you can't learn out Divrei Torah, Mi Divrei Kabbalah, means learn out a new halacha. This is just telling me Pshat and Posi. But Ktsas Mashma Tosfos says not that like that. The Gzeira Shovi, Mi the Porach Besomach, Ala Giza Giza Lamayosach, I mean, if it's not a Gzeira Shovi. So Tosfos Mikomo Kameinu Dovo Chodosh. So Tosfos wants to say, Mirdik Ezach, that there is such a concept of a gzeirah shava midivrei kabbalah, as long as you don't learn out a new halacha, you're just being magdir pshat and posit. V'leilef giza giza mibchoy, v'imtoim aveich metzin lamelot mibchoy, afilu shoyer, otzoinksi, if here it says reishis geis tzoincha, the tzoyin lav davke, ki heich loisogis bachir tzoyin cha lav davke, because it's vav meisev al yin yirishin, that is iser giza of shero, so what then? By reishis hageis. Fine. Zog te gemore weiter. Tani chode, we learned one bereise, Goizeis es ha'izim v'shoitev es ha'chelem pota. Two halachas. If a person was goizeis izim, he's pota, from Reishis Hageis. Now we know the limud Islamic l'shoris. V'shoitev es ha'chelem. A second case, he washed the wool of a sheep. And in this process of washing the wool, a lot of the wool detached from the sheep, and now he is geis, he is wool, but not through gziza, he has it through washing. So the first baraisa says these two cases are potter. It's potter from reishis hageis. The first time by izim you potter, you need lamed l'shoris. The second time you potter is because you need gziza mistami. You need it should be taken, removed from the tzayin to gziza, not to shtifit. V'sanya idach, we learned another baraisa, a goyis is as a izim potter, v'shoite v'sol chaylim chayev. And it's irrelevant how it became detached from the rochel. If you have a shir, you're chayev. So we have here a machloikis baraisis. If a shoitev es a rechelem is chayev. So the Gemara says, loy kashe, ho rabbonon v'ho rabbi yosi. Taka machloikis tanoim. Machloikis the rabbonon and rabbi yosi. If the Torah specified one process, and it came about through a second process, so that's a machloikis. Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonon, if the Chiyuv is applicable, if it was done through a different process. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Leket Ktzircho, the Leket that fell, Bishas Kotzer, V'loi Leket Kituf, but if he was plucking the kernels, and Leket fell to that oifen, so there's no Chiyuv of Leket, because it's not Leket Tzircho. Rabbi Yosi Oimer ein leket ala habo machmas kotzer. So now this is a very modern baraisa. The baraisa that Tanakama seems to say, you need leket ktzirche, not leket kitov. And Rabbi Yosi also says the same thing, ein leket ala habo machmas kotzer. So what's the machloi? What should Rabbi Yosi Oimer? That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi hainu Tanakama. So the mother says, no, kula Rabbi Yosi, b'ochi toni, she Rabbi Yosi yoyme ein leket alabo machmas kotz. Abo bekitzel, I have a machloikis to baraisis by shaitif esel rechelem. So the first baraisa that says shaitif esel rechelem potter that is going according to shitas Rabbi Yosi, that if the Torah said reishis hageis, so it means that the chiyuv is only if gziza was the procedure used to separate the giza from the rochel. But if it was done through a different procedure, through shtife, yapota. And the other braise is like the chachamim who are chaylik Rabbi Yosi. Amalei Rav Ache berei de Rove le Rav Ashi, moide Rabbi Yosi b'midi diuchinu, I saw it, that afilu Rabbi Yosi that said, we hear this before also, by that's why by Noitza Shalizim Rabbi Yosi would be moide. Moide Rabbi Yosi b'midi diuche, desanye Rabbi Yosi oima, k'tzir ein li elo kotzir. Oiker, that he cut it with a tool that's oimud l'ktzira. Oiker minayin, how do you know if one pulls out a something that's growing with the roots that is also chiyuv of matnas aniyim? Tamaloima liktzer. So liktzer is a riboy, that even though it was not a ktzira, but since it's dalke bekach, so it's also chayiv. Toilesh minayim, what if someone pulled it out without the roots? Tamaloyma bekutzrecha al kaponim. So we have over here two limudim that Rabbi Yosi is moide by something that's ulche. Omale Ravine le Ravashi. Ravine told Ravashi, so you brought to Psukim that even though it's not the Ktsir, but if it's ulche bekach, so the, it's also Machayim the Chiyuvei HaTorah. So, Omale Ravine le Ravashi, Afanan Nami Tanina. We learned this. It's a Mishnah. Melabnois betzolim, these were shuris of patches of onions, shebeina yerek, that means between each patch there's a hefsik of yerokes, which are mafsik between each patch of onions. So the shaila is, how do you give payah? Since there's a hefsik between each patch of betzolim, do you give peya on each patch separately, or can you give one peya on all the patches, even though they're separated with rows of yerokes? Melabnes betzolim shebein ayerik. Abyeis yoyme peya mikol echod ve'echod. That since there is a hefsik yerokes beinayim, so each one has to, you give peya from each one. That means, but Rabbi Yossi was the one that said, that it has to be derech tzire. Now by pay it says, bekutzrecho. So why does Rabbi Yossi say, bechlal desachiyev pay? So we see from this Mishnah that something that's ulche bekach, and betzolim, the oirach, the normal procedure through removing it from the ground is not through ktsiren or through tlish or akire. So memele, so there Rabbi Yossi is also moide, it is not necessary to that for the chiyuv of pei you need a maise ktsire, anything that's ulche will also be mechuyev and pei another matnes ani. Let us see Rashi. Zat Rashi. Hagoizes Eseitzim. Potok in the Brinen, Hagoizel Shalachelam, Dovaroy Lisheiris. Shoitev Bemayim Beno Liafoison. He washed the tzoin. He wanted to beautify the tzemel. But tzemel nitlash mehem, and through this washing procedure, some tzemel got separated. Potter, the lav geis, or this is Rabbi Yossi. Behodik tzoni shoyte potter. Rabbi Yossi, the dayik lishne de kro, the posuk says reishis geis. It should be separated through gziz and not through shtifet. And the Gemara brings the memory of Rabbi Yosef. Of Rabbi Yosef, it says, leket ktzircha v'loy leket kituf. If it was plucked, a kaita v'yodov shiblei kaimosai, if a person plucked the shibolim, ein hanoisha leket, so there's no leket. The lishne dekra daike, they were daike the lishne dekra, it says ktzircha. Pligi Rabbonon Olay. V'midi de'ulchei, so the Gemara says, but Rabbi Yossi is moide v'midi de'ulchei, k'goin b'tzolim v'shumen, the kitzuv shalem, plucking them out of the ground, zeo k'tziron, that's how it's normally removed. K'tzir, k'tzirar tzachem oiker, im asheroshem, k'goin adashim, by lentils, that's the way you harvest it. Toilish, b'yad, v'loi im asheroshem, k'goin poilim. Rabbi Yossi like Gosina Bar Masnisa. Mi Alkochach Hani Kroi Doshul Rabbi Yossi. If there's a special limud that Yochayev by Oiker and Toilosh Midama Ainli Alakotza, the EU the Dayek Lishna the Kro Muki Lohu Bemidi Duche Avanana Mitanine Behedye the Maide Rabbi Yossi Bemidi Duche Melabnoish Shurei Shebein Yerek Liyel Peya Mikolachas Vachas Mina Melabnoish. Shayerek shebein melabin lo melabin hefsek lepeya dido. So it's mafsik, so you cannot give peya on one Malbein and the other one. The Yerek Eini Bechlal Peye, because that's you don't give Peye and Yerok is Chutzmin HaShumim BaBetzolim. What is the uniqueness of Shumim Betzolim? Kedesnan, Kol Shu Oichel V'Nishma U'Machnisoi Lekiyum. It is something that is stored. It could be preserved. V'mrine V'mot M'shenogu, Machnisoi Lekiyum, Prat LeYerek. Yerek cannot be preserved. So therefore there's a din paye by shumin b'tzolim. Tani miel Rabbi Yosi de b'tzolim chayavim b'payas. We enough in the Mishnah that the chayv be'avagav the einay koitzron, they're not cut with tools, b'magol al-mamaydo b'midi de'ulche. Let us see Taisves. So we have a limud by Oikel. Oiker minayin tamaloyma likza teilish minayin tamaloyma bekutzrocha. So Taisa says ve'itzarech tereikroy. That means if the whole limud is that midi deulchei is equivalent to ktsiras, why need two psukim, one by oiker, one by teilish? Bishim da oiker hu ktsas ulchei tvei mi teilish. So therefore we need two limudim to tell us that afilo teilish, the ulchei of teilish, is also sufficient to be equivalent to Kaitzer.